Welcome to the Cheddarhead Fantasy Football Podcast. All the information you need to make the most of your fantasy football league with just a touch of sarcasm to keep you from taking yourself too seriously. So sit back, relax, and enjoy this latest episode of the Cheddarhead Fantasy Football Podcast.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to another episode of the Cheddarhead Fantasy Football Podcast. It is Saturday, June 8th.
Yep.
Does that sound right?
Sounds about good.
That means it's my day to go pick up my new car.
You're going to do that today, you think?
I'm going to do it today, later on today.
Nice.
And, hopefully I get a call back from the Honda guy.
Right.
But, he's been calling me for the last 2 days.
It's down. We're going to drive in class to Vegas.
It's down to the CRV or the RAV4. The Forester is out.
Yes. I don't know why. I don't want to go there.
But enough of Motor Trend car talk. We're here for fantasy football. And like I said, everything you need to know to make your fantasy football team better.
Or don't need to know.
Don't need to know. We have stuff in here that means something. Stuff in here that means nothing. And you'll notice that when we get to the question of the day. or question of the week or whatever it is. Also, check out the website, mycffl.com. Mycffl.com. Everything we talk about, including our first topic before we get to the news, will be on that website. Our Fantasy Girl of the Week will be on the website. All our
rainbow bets.
All our rainbow bets are up there. All our season-long football bets that we've made so far that we've placed, they're up there. And if you got questions, comments, concerns, feel free to email us, cffpodcast@hotmail.com, or you can get Dan at
strap1971@yahoo.com.
This is going to be a really short podcast, actually. All we have is news and notes. We have our picks for the divisions, how we think the season's going to end up.
Any surprises on your part?
Yes. Yes, I do. Yes. Yes, I do. And then we have news and notes and our Fantasy Girl of the Week. Well, do you have any surprises? I just saw you turn your list over.
I think you might be shocked with a couple.
You know, I was shocked last year when you didn't have New England winning the division.
Yeah, that kind of looked really bad.
It looked good at the beginning. You made a lot of really good reasons as to why, but
so now, we'll talk about that when we get there.
Well, we're there. We're ready to start. AFC North.
Now, are we going to have that argument again?
No. I have it right this year.
Okay.
AFC North. Your first place team is?
I went Pittsburgh.
I have Pittsburgh also. In fact, I gave them a 9-7 record.
Oh, I didn't do records, but I think
that's all right.
I think their records might be better than 9-7.
You think so?
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, they do have Martavis Bryant back, so that it's good for a couple wins. I'm just worried about the quarterback. That's my
staying healthy. You mean?
It's my concern is Ben Roethlisberger staying healthy for the full season
and Le'Veon Bell staying off the hooch.
I'm not even off the hooch. I'm worried about him staying healthy too.
Yeah, I know,
because that's a big thing. In fact, I gave them a number 4 seed.
I gave them a number 3, so we're
close,
pretty close.
All right. My second place team in the AFC North is Cincinnati, 9-7.
Okay,
with a 6 seed. And then I have Baltimore, 8-8. I have Cleveland at 3-13.
Wow.
We're the same, aren't we?
Oh, no.
No, you have Baltimore?
I have Baltimore 2.
Oh.
And making the playoffs as a 5 seed.
Wow. Okay.
Number 3.
You do not have Cleveland at 3.
I do. I'm expecting a lot out of Cody Kessler.
When did you make this list and what were you drinking at the time?
A little bit of Jack and Coke. Or a little bit of anyway.
You believe in Cody Kessler.
I believe in what Cleveland's doing. I like their free agent pickups that they've done. That they solidified the offensive line.
Well, I like what Cleveland's doing too. I just don't know if they're qualified to do what they want to do.
I think they're going to be better than you expect.
All right, so you have two teams coming out of the AFC North for the playoffs also.
Yes.
A division winner in third and a wild card at 5.
Yep.
I have a 6-4. So AFC East, I have New England at 13-3, getting the number one seed in the AFC.
Yeah, that's what I do too. I mean, until Tom Brady or Bill Belichick retire.
Speaking of Tom Brady, did you hear he was doing an interview somewhere? I thought I was kind of boring, but I'm not professional. I'm just doing this for the hell of it. We don't have any paychecks coming in yet. But he is not interesting when he's being interviewed, and he's like sitting in a chair and being interviewed.
But do you think that's for show?
I don't know. He was talking. He must be some spokesman or part owner of some sleeping company, like sheets and pillowcases and stuff like that. He was talking about the importance of sleep, and it sounded like he was sleeping while he was talking. It was not interesting at all. I'm like, you want me to buy stuff with...
I think that's all for show.
You think so?
I think so.
Okay. Well,
because, I mean...
But if that's what you're making your money at...
You hear stories about how Tom, back when he was in Michigan, and mm-hmm. he was whooping it up and drinking, like, supposed to be one of the better beer chuggers.
Really?
On the Michigan team.
Tom Brady, a beer chugger.
Yeah. I don't know if he does it anymore. Wow. I'm sure
No, Giselle. He's very healthy.
Yes.
Very healthy boy. Second place in the AFC East, I have Miami, 9-7. Not making the playoffs.
I agree with you. I have Miami 2, and then I have Buffalo.
Yep. I have 3. Them at 5-11.
Oh. You think so?
Yeah.
Okay. And then the Jets.
Well, they play the Jets twice. Okay. They play Miami once. They're going to win one of those games.
Okay.
And then I'm sure they play Cleveland. Yeah, I'm sure they're going to play.
That's my one win.
Jacksonville or Indianapolis.
Okay. So you have Jets. What's your record for the Jets?
4-12.
Wow. How are they going to win 4?
It's a miracle. But I just have the division winner coming out of the AFC East.
That's
all you have also.
That's all I have.
AFC South. This is where I have a surprise.
Ooh.
I have Tennessee.
1?
Number 3 seed. Yep. Number 1. 10-6.
A number 3 seed.
Yep.
Wow.
Yep.
Well, who do you have number 2?
Houston. 8-8.
Okay.
Indianapolis. 8-8.
Ooh. So you're expecting Andrew Luck to play a little bit?
Well, a little bit. I don't know if it's going to do any good.
Oh, okay.
And then I have Jacksonville 7-9.
Wow. Okay, well, we can flip-flop 1 and 2.
Oh, you have Houston 1?
I have Houston 1.
It was a tough pick for me. I think that Tennessee's defense. By the way, did you accept that trade in the podcast?
Yes,
league?
I did.
You
yeah,
did?
Yeah.
I think you got a good defense. I was actually trying to switch out of that, but I'm like, no, because if I do, Tennessee's going to suck. But I think their defense is going to be really good.
I do too. That's kind of why. Well, that and for the bye week. Well,
the bye week, you needed somebody.
Yeah. I went Houston 1. I think the defense is going to win them a few games. Hopefully, give Deshaun Watson
Yeah,
a little time.
Well, so you're saying that Houston's going to be a 3 or 4 seed? Or no?
I have them at 4.
4, okay. So you probably have the same thing I do at Oakland at 2.
Yes.
All right.
And then I have Tennessee 2.
You have them making the playoffs?
Making the playoffs at the 6th seed.
I only have Tennessee. I only have the division winner.
I am a little nervous, though. Did you see on that little app that we have?
Score app?
Yeah, the score app where they had a little fire in the new stadium.
I don't understand was it just one firework?
I don't know. The sad thing is I actually watched the video.
Okay.
That took forever.
Yeah.
Like it was like must have been 45 minutes worth of fireworks.
Yeah. And one of them landed in
I guess one landed at the 33 minute mark. Oh, for Christ's sake. And whatever website I was on, I couldn't find the 33 minute mark, so I'm sitting here watching, and quite honestly I don't know if I ever
boring as hell.
Yeah.
Like you're inside a stadium with no one else watching fireworks.
Yeah, it was pretty boring.
God. Yeah, great.
I have no life.
But you have Indianapolis 3?
No, I actually have Jacksonville 3.
Really?
I'm expecting big things out of Cleveland and Jacksonville.
I guess.
I don't think Jacksonville's as bad as they were last year. I think with Fournette coming in, given a running game to help Bortles, I don't think Bortles is as bad as he was.
Okay. You think you got those mechanics fixed up?
Yeah. I'm trying in our podcast league, I'm trying to
trade him away?
No, I'm trying to pick him up.
Oh, really?
I'm expecting.
Wow.
And I guess now I'm not ever going to make that deal.
Yeah, because now they think you know something they don't know.
Right.
If only they knew.
If only they knew.
And finally, the AFC West. I have Oakland 11-5, number 2 seed.
I can see that.
I have Kansas City 10-6 with the number 5 seed.
I went Denver 2, Kansas City 3 because I don't know. Is Alex Smith going to have... Well, he has no one to throw to.
Who's Denver's quarterback?
Oh, Paxton Lynch.
You think he's going to be a starter?
Yeah.
Well,
Demaryius Thomas wants Paxton Lynch as their quarterback.
That's good. Enjoy that.
So I went Kansas City 3 just on the fact that I'm wondering if Alex Smith is going to try too hard to
stay ahead of Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah.
Well, I think Patrick Mahomes is... Speaking of Patrick Mahomes.
Oh, my God.
No, it just reminds me of, because everybody was calling him the next Brett Favre. Did you hear?
Did you give me an Aaron Rodgers cup again?
I did. Did you hear the news that Brett Favre thinks he's going to be back with the Packers? And he wants to either be back as a coach or a general manager.
Brett Favre?
Brett Favre.
Okay. No, I don't see that happening.
I could see him being like the... Like quarterback, assistant quarterback's coach. But I mean, just because you have so much fun in high school doesn't mean you could be a pro coach.
Well, exactly.
And can you imagine him as a GM?
Well, can you imagine him coaching Aaron Rodgers as an assistant quarterback coach?
No, I can't imagine him as a GM either. I mean, this is a guy who didn't know shit about the nickel defense when he was playing the game. And here we're supposed to it'd be like a skinny Matt Millen. Right?
Brett's a little buff. You've seen those guns.
I know he's buff. I'm just saying he may be buff in the arms. He is not buff in the brain muscle. No,
that he's not.
Oh, my God. Anyways, back to this. So you have Denver second. I have the Chargers in third, 9-7. I have Denver in fourth, 7-9. I think the quarterback problem is going to be a major thing. I don't think they know what they want to do with running back.
Well, that... Good call on that.
I mean, their defense is going to be good.
That's
the only thing that's going to give them 7 wins.
Right.
I think they're going to be trouble all year long.
So you seem to have a lot of teams with a lot of wins, and I'm trying to figure out how
that's... Who they're losing to?
Yeah.
Well, they're not really a lot of wins. 7 wins. I have a 4-winner. I have a 3-winner. Well,
in the AFC North, you have...
AFC North, I have 9-7, 9-7, 8-8, 3-13.
Seems like there's a lot of wins out there and
not enough games.
I just can't. Yeah, it just doesn't sound seem like it's going
to
work.
They can't all play the Browns 4 times. Brings us to the NFC, and of course, we start in the NFC North. Number 1, Green Bay Packers.
Of course.
13-3.
Even with douchebag at quarterback.
Exactly. 13-3.
And did you get the email from our listener, Wayne?
Yes.
Who said or sent that stupid thing about... Aaron Rodgers being the number one quarterback with a quarterback rating of 104.
Yes, he was. He was in fact, there was a, I play Trivia Crack.
Yes.
There was a question about that, saying about how Aaron Rodgers was the number something rated quarterback, passer rating, what was his rating? And I didn't think it was that high.
And I'm shocked that Tom Brady was.
Well, he's not that good.
He only wins Super Bowls.
Well, yeah, well. Chris Carter, all he does is catch touchdowns. Huh? Squirt water bottles at refs.
Aaron Rodgers.
All he does is win. Well, just what is win,
he, what
baby.
Is, what has he won?
He won the passer rating contest.
Tell me what that gets me.
Anyways, Green Bay 13-3, the number one seed in the NFC North.
But I want to say thanks to Wayne just to stoke my little fire a little bit.
He did a lot of research on
that. I know he did.
I sent him an email. I'm like, dude,
I'm glad
like our, you're like our stats guy.
I'm glad he's back.
You know, we've been missing that.
Yeah.
Number two for me, Detroit Lions, 9-7. You have
I went Minnesota. Yeah.
I have them at 8-8. Number three.
Do you notice how we both were like, there's no way.
Chicago. Yeah. I mean, Chicago's like Cleveland for the NFC.
Hey, easy.
Chicago, but I have them at 6-10.
You have Chicago at 6-10.
Yeah. 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 Fourth place.
You feeling pretty confident in that?
No, I think they'll probably have less wins than that.
Okay.
Don't you?
I was going to say there's not a chance they have six wins.
That might be a rainbow bet.
Unless.
I have to root for the Bears.
The only reason that they'd win six games is if.
It's a miracle.
If Green Bay would like lose Aaron Rodgers.
Yes.
And Brett Hundley.
Like
and,
you did that one year.
Right.
And they cheap shot at him.
Easy.
NFC East. I have the Giants in first place. Wow. 10-6. Number three seed. You have Dallas, right?
I have Dallas 1, Philly 2.
I have Dallas 2, 9-7. Number six seed.
I have Dallas at a 3 seed and Philly at the 6 seed.
Wow. Okay, so we're all right there. I have Philly in third at 8-8, not making the playoffs.
I think... Shoot, I just lost my quarterback's name.
For which
Carson
one?
Wentz.
Yeah.
I'm thinking he's going to have, with all the talent he has at wide receiver.
But they lost Oriole Green Beckham.
I know.
And you
but,
still.
But I still think they're going to be fine.
Okay.
And the Giants, I just think they're getting too old. I mean,
have you seen, they're not old enough to not understand technology. Have you seen that Mouth Breather and Brandon Marshall have been studying the playbook via Skype? They're like online all day, every day, studying the playbook together.
Brandon and who? Eli?
Eli.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, maybe I just thought Eli just doesn't look like he
cares.
Cares.
He never looks like he cares.
So, wow.
And then, of course, Washington in fourth.
Yeah, I just.
7-9.
They lost a lot of talent.
Yes. NFC South. Ready?
Oh, I know where I'm going.
I have Atlanta number one.
Shocking.
11-5. Number
trying
two
to,
seed.
Trying to sell Matt Ryan in a trade.
I'm trying. Trying. I have my number two seed. My number two team, Tampa Bay.
Wow.
10-6. Number five seed.
Okay.
New Orleans, 10-6, missing the playoffs because they lose to Tampa. And then Carolina at 8-8.
Well, that's not a shocker.
No.
I know you were going to go there, but boy, there's a lot of wins there, too. Anyway, I'm going.
I'm not saying these are all set in stone.
Oh, okay.
Just saying.
I'm going Tampa Bay 1, because you know how much I love Tampa
Bay.
No,
I got
and you. And I love their offense.
I was thinking of Tampa Bay putting them at number 1.
And Jameis wants to be the GOAT.
He does. Yeah, he can say that all he wants. I don't know if he knows what GOAT means. Or if it's like he's just, I'm giving up crab legs, I'm going with goat meat.
Okay.
I don't know.
And
easier
I,
to steal.
There you go. Maybe that's what it is. Then I went to New Orleans too. I love Drew Brees.
He's like 90.
I know, but he'll be fine.
And he's 3'2".
Is that Adrian Peterson?
That's true. Who's 94.
Right. And they still have Mark Ingram for some reason.
Yes. Who he thinks he's going to be a stud.
Right.
And don't they have somebody else, too?
They have that rookie.
Capri Bibbs?
No. No, but so.
Here we go again.
Yeah, there we go.
Oh, shit.
But anyway, I have New Orleans. I think Drew's going to go out trying to win a division.
Really? Okay.
But they're not.
Okay.
So I have Tampa Bay as my fourth seed.
Okay.
And that's the only team I have out. Atlanta's going to have the Super Bowl losing team, whatever you want to call
it. Kind of like Carolina,
yeah.
Where they go to the Super Bowl and then don't make the playoffs.
Yeah. And then I have Carolina 4.
Okay. Finishing off with the NFC West. You ready?
I am.
I have Arizona number 1.
I do too.
Fourth seed, 9-7. I have Seattle number 2 missing the playoffs at 9-7. A lot of wins here again.
Okay.
I have the Rams in third at 8-8.
Wow, you and I are spot on.
Really?
On
and then Frisco at 5-11.
I went Arizona 1 and as my 1 seed.
Yep.
Where I don't know if I said in the last one, Green Bay is my 2 seed, Dallas is my 3 seed.
Okay.
So Seattle I have number 2 like you.
Mhm.
But they're my 5th seed. They made the
Okay.
And then obviously Rams and then San Francisco.
I wanted to put Seattle at first, but then I have a news and notes thing for you that you're going to love.
Maybe that's going to change.
Which made me move it down.
Okay.
And then for the playoffs, AFC the wild card round, I have Cincinnati defeating Tennessee, and I have Pittsburgh defeating Kansas City. In the NFC, I have Tampa Bay defeating Arizona, and I have the Giants defeating Dallas. You didn't go this far, did you?
No, I did. I think I screwed it up.
Okay.
So for me, moving on into the second round,
mm-hmm.
I have New England, Oakland, Pittsburgh, and Baltimore. But I think I screwed that up.
Yeah, so you missed the... Because you have...
Pittsburgh
New
should
England
be playing...
winning the division, right?
Right.
Okay.
Pittsburgh should be playing Tennessee, right? If I have them at 3 and Tennessee at 6?
Yes.
Okay. So I do have it right, I guess.
Okay.
I have Pittsburgh moving on.
All right.
And I also have Baltimore moving on, beating Houston.
Okay. And then the NFC?
For that second round?
For the first round.
First round, yeah. First round I have obviously Arizona and Green Bay moving on for the bye.
All right.
I went Dallas beating Philly.
Okay.
And as much as I've been talking to Tampa Bay,
yeah,
I have Seattle beating Tampa Bay.
I have Tampa Bay defeating Arizona.
Wow.
Huh? And divisional round playoffs. In the AFC, I have New England beating Cincinnati, and I have Oakland beating Pittsburgh.
Well, you and I have both the same teams. I have New England beating Baltimore and Oakland beating Pittsburgh.
And then in the NFC, I have the Green Bay Packers defeating the Giants, and I have Tampa Bay defeating Atlanta.
I have Green Bay beating Dallas.
Okay.
And I have Seattle beating Arizona.
Oh, you have Green Bay, Seattle conference championship. I have Oakland defeating New England, and I have Green Bay defeating Tampa.
I have Oakland and Seattle in the Super Bowl.
Oh, my God. And I have Green Bay defeating Oakland.
Shocking. I didn't go that far yet, but I'm going Oakland, I think.
I want to leave it open.
Well,
no,
I just like Oakland. As long as Derek Carr can stay healthy, which is a mighty big if, but it doesn't look good for a guy. It doesn't seem to work ever when a guy becomes the highest paid quarterback. That guy just, something happens to him.
Gotcha.
And I'm praying to God that doesn't happen.
All right, so what we're going to do now, I'll help put your picks up on the website.
Yep.
We'll get those up there. But what we're going to do now is, when you were talking about Aaron Rodgers and all that, I have the latest rankings. Top 10 players at each position for fantasy football. Tight ends, let's start with.
All right.
Number 10, Los Angeles Chargers, Hunter Henry. Number 9, Delanie Walker. Number 8, Martellus Bennett. Reach.
I think it's a reach. I'm still a big fan of the other tight end that the Packers pick. I actually kind of like Lance Kendricks over Martellus Bennett.
Number 7, Tyler Eifert. Number 6, Kyle Rudolph. Don't know who's going to throw him the ball, but number 5, Jimmy Graham. Number 4, Greg Olsen. Number 3, your man, Jordan Reed. Number 2, Travis Kelce. Number 1, the Gronk.
The Gronkster.
And then we move on to receivers. Do you want to even guess on these? It's a lot, actually. Number 10, Doug Baldwin. We'll wait till we get to the top 5.
Okay. Well, it's... Okay.
Number 9, Amari Cooper. Number 8, Michael Thomas, which surprises me. But... if you're all right about Drew Brees, then that's going to be a good pick.
Yeah, I'm hoping.
Number 7, another one that surprises me, T.Y. Hilton.
Boy, they're expecting Andrew Luck to be healthy, too. Because
he still hasn't started throwing the ball.
Who do they have after Andrew?
Isn't it still Jim Sorgi?
No.
Isn't some other white quarterback from Wisconsin?
You might be right.
Jim Sorgi,
Yeah, Jim Sorgi was Peyton Manning.
Who's the other guy?
Not
guy who used to be with the Packers.
Tolzien. Yes. You think it is Tolzien?
I think it is Tolzien.
Okay.
T.Y. Hilton, number 6, Jordy Nelson. Number 5, Mike Evans.
Yeah, that I'm expecting big things out of him.
I got news and notes for that, too. Number 4, A.J. Green. Okay, number 3, who do you think?
3, it's going to be the big I think it's going to be Julio.
Okay. It's Odell Beckham.
I see.
Number 2.
Julio. And Antonio Brown.
Martavis Bryant wasn't even in the top 10. Kind of a robber.
That trade of yours is not looking good, Dave.
Top 10 running backs. Number 10, surprising the hell out of me, Isaiah Crowell.
Why is that a surprise? I saw that trade in our podcast league, and
Cleveland,
I'm like,
not
how do I get into these trades? Why doesn't anybody trade with
I'm going to order Randall's their junk drawer to me.
Yeah.
Number 9, another one I don't understand, Jordan Howard.
On a shitty
team. Well, I suppose they don't have a quarterback. All they're going to do is run.
Yeah, but that's all they're... Yeah, I don't know. I don't see that.
Number 8, DeMarco Murray.
I'm hoping for that.
Number 7, Devonta Freeman. Number 6, Melvin Gordon.
Now, I was talking with... back to Devonta.
Okay.
Do you think... Are you like me? I think Atlanta likes Tevin Coleman more... Than they do Devontae.
I think you're right. I think they're just worried that he's not big enough.
Big enough and can stay healthy.
Yeah, like he might be. He's not a third down back. He's not big enough for that. Well, maybe he is.
Yeah, he.
He just let Devontae run 1 and 2.
Right.
And bring Tevin in for the third.
If you had to. If both guys are healthy.
I would rather have Tevin Coleman. I tried to get him from you.
I know.
It didn't work. I would rather have Tevin Coleman. He's younger. I think he's faster.
Yep.
He's got more weapons than Devonta.
Yep. Okay. Go on. So who's 4?
Number 6, Melvin Gordon. Number 5, the hype of the year, Jay Ajayi. Number 4.
I'm going to say it again. I think you're going to agree with me. I don't see.
I don't either. We ran into this problem last year, but I still don't see it.
Yeah, he's not ever running for 200 yards. I'm saying that again.
Which leaves us with the big 4.
Okay, so that's going to be. So none of the
No rookies.
No rookies made the top 10.
Nope.
So 4. So 4 would be.
From Buffalo.
Oh, LeSean McCoy.
The drunk.
Then we went Zeke.
Zeke, yep.
Le'Veon?
Nope.
Really?
David Johnson, too.
David wants to rush for 1,000 and receive for...
I want to rush for 1,000 yards, too. Doesn't mean it's going to happen.
I'm telling you right now, I'm very nervous about my fantasy football season next year.
Really?
Or this year.
Really?
I have 1 and 2 at running back.
Okay.
And I have 10 at wide receiver.
Ooh.
That doesn't look good for me.
All right. Quarterbacks. Number 10, Derek Carr.
Yep.
Number 9, Marcus Mariota.
He should be higher, though, don't you?
Yeah. Well, if money is anything to do with it, yeah.
Okay.
Marcus Mariota, 9.
Can he stay healthy?
Of course. She'll be fine.
She'll be fine.
Number 8, Jameis Winston.
Yeah.
Number 7, Cam Newton.
I know I've been on the Cam Newton train for a long time. You don't
get it?
I don't. Cam's going to be lucky if he's a top 15 quarterback.
Wow.
He's dropping that far, Mike.
Wow.
I know that wasn't a real. I'll go 20, top 20.
Well, he's got to be in there somewhere. There's only 32 quarterbacks.
Well, yeah. But he, I don't know. I just don't. That shoulder scares me.
Number 6, Matt Ryan.
Yeah, I don't see that.
Number 5, Russell Wilson.
I hate Russell Wilson.
Number 4, Andrew Luck.
I have as much hate for Russell Wilson as you do for Cam Newton.
Yeah.
And Jameis Winston.
Number 3, Drew Brees.
Until he breaks his arm, he's a man.
And it goes number 1 and 2. Do you want to take a chance?
for fantasy football reason, they're going to go Tom Brady and then Aaron Rodgers.
That's correct. Aaron Rodgers, number one player overall in fantasy football this year.
He's the number one. They have a...
No. I'm just trying to piss you off.
Oh, that... I might hate... No, I don't hate Aaron Rodgers.
I don't hate him that much.
I just don't want to drink the Kool-Aid like everybody.
You want to be Mr. Counter.
I don't know. Aaron Rodgers just... as much as you don't like Tom Brady and you're talking about how Tom Brady's so boring...
Right.
I just can't get into the same... I think I've told everybody, so sorry about for repeating. I was so into Brett Favre. Like everybody else was.
Yes.
And then he was so disappointed when he had the Crocs and his penis out in the picture.
Oh, yes.
I just don't want to believe so much in Aaron Rodgers.
But yeah, you'll believe in Tom Brady and all his cheating and philandering. And
we don't know he cheated.
We know that he had balls that were deflated. We know he was part of Spygate. We know he was playing games with concussions when he wasn't on the list.
Oh, please. Aaron Rodgers? Mm-hmm. Aaron Rodgers
doesn't break the rules like that. Oh, my God. And with that, there's your predictions for the season.
Thanks again, Wayne.
We'll have them on the site. You can look at and joke about and say, God, you're an idiot. You have way too many wins out there. But for now, it's time for some news. And we're back, and we got to get this rolling, because every time I promise at the beginning that this is going to be a short episode,
right,
we do 30 minutes before we even get to the news and notes. So let's get right into this.
All
right.
Hit me.
Our first story is going to become like a regular. Colin Kaepernick is at it again and still wondering why he isn't on the NFL team yet. As you know, it was the 4th of July.
Because you're
past
an
week,
idiot. Oh.
The day when Americans celebrate their independence. And instead of Kaepernick celebrating, he decided to post another tweet while on vacation in Ghana. There's a little geography for our people that may not know. Where's Ghana?
Ghana is in Africa, correct?
Ghana is in Africa.
I was going to say Central America, but...
I want you to listen to his tweet and you tell me what's wrong with it, okay?
All right.
This is what he tweeted out.
Oh, gosh.
How can we truly celebrate independence on a day that intentionally robbed our ancestors of theirs? To find my independence, I went home.
Maybe you should stay there.
Well, okay.
Is that a little rough?
Well, yeah, but did you find out what's wrong with that tweet?
No, hit me with...
No, is it just me? Or is Colin Kaepernick just as unknowledgeable about his quote-unquote home as he is the causes he claims to support?
Okay.
Wasn't he born in Milwaukee?
Beloit area, maybe.
And then adopted by a family in Wisconsin, where
right.
he lived in Fond du Lac and California?
Right.
Tell me exactly where Ghana fits into this home story he's trying to sell.
Well, maybe he found his biological father and mother, and they're from Ghana.
Well, no, his mother's from Milwaukee. His father was a black guy, but, you know, you heard about the purported reports about who that was, don't you?
Is that James Lofton?
That's what
Sorry.
Everybody's saying James
allegedly.
Allegedly
yeah,
James
Yeah, I don't
want to
get in trouble for this.
So I would love to sit down with him and ask him a couple questions.
I
make him look like a fool.
I would like to see you actually talk to him. I would want to make sure there's lawyers in the room. And quite honestly, I would like some large
men
just to make sure, because he would eat you up.
Please, with what, his afro?
No, Dave. I know you've been working out.
I know, and here's a story for you.
He looks pretty good.
You think so? I know this is going to... I'm putting this one in here just for you, because I know you want Brian Quick on your fantasy team.
Yeah. Who's he on? Is he Cleveland?
No.
St. Louis.
Washington.
Washington.
Now,
that's why Washington.
You may want to pay attention to him this offseason.
Okay.
Reports out of Washington are that he's very disappointing during his offseason workouts. And he's going to need a very strong training camp to even make the team.
Well,
But I know you wanted him.
Yeah.
We're talking. Now, this is a guy.
You know, we could have cut this news notes a little shorter by not having the Brian Quick.
Yeah, but this is very important fantasy information.
Okay.
He signed an $855,000 deal with $80,000 signing bonus. And the Redskins, I mean, they obviously thought he was going to take up a roster spot. And now they're saying he might not even make it through training camp.
Yeah, I think he's given up.
So I don't see him trying to get on the field between the likes of Jameson Crowder, Terrell Pryor, and Josh Doctson.
Yeah.
All right, rookie running back Alvin Kamara, like him, spent a great deal of time with the receiving corps during OTAs for the Saints. That's their rookie.
That's what we were talking about. Yep.
So does this change your thoughts about him regarding his fantasy stock?
No, I think he's going to be third down back at best. He's going to be like a CJ Procise.
Big change of pace guy?
Yep.
Okay. You got the two big boys running, and then you bring in quick little Alvin Kamara. Yep. To catch a ball and run for a
while. Like a little Tyreek Hill, maybe, or something. Exactly. CJ, yes.
My boy in Pittsburgh, Jesse James, might be getting some competition for the starting tight end spot if you believe the reports coming out of Steel City. Some guy, never heard of, named Xavier Grimble, is being sold as the dark horse at the tight end spot for the Steelers. You believe this?
I cannot believe this, Dave.
I think he's going to have to become more consistent catching the ball because I was watching some of his OTA stuff. I might catch better than him.
Ooh.
And even if he does beat out Jesse James, can't imagine there's going to be much fantasy impact when you're talking about a tight end for the Steelers. Even if Jesse James is there, I would reconsider drafting him and hoping for a lot. I mean, we're talking Bryant, Bell, Antonio Brown. And I'm sure I'm missing some other receiving person.
Oh, I think you're pretty much anything after. Isn't there Coates and yeah?
Well, you can breathe again.
Okay,
Cam Newton.
Okay,
Cam Newton has begun to lightly throw the ball for the Panthers. Looks like she'll be fine.
She'll be fine.
He was throwing passes to the trainer. Obviously, he's still not 100%. He says he is still feeling stiff. Now, just me.
Right.
Okay. He didn't look that stiff when he was jigging it up in the Dominican Republic on his birthday video. Right?
Don't make me defend him, please.
As far as the other injured quarterback goes, Andrew Luck is still not throwing the ball for the Colts. You getting worried yet?
No, I'm feeling like I've made my keeper picks.
You're stuck with them.
Yeah.
The Steelers better hope this is the year that Le'Veon Bell plays a full season.
Oh, yes.
Reports are that his backup, Carlos Williams, is going to be suspended for at least one season. Those drugs will get you.
Okay. So now I got to go off on a tangent again. Did you see the D'Angelo Williams thing?
Well, that's coming up.
Oh, okay. All right. I thought you were going to do that and tie that in with when you were in Pittsburgh here. So,
man, well, I'm saying those drugs are going to get
him. Man.
And I think the person that needs to remember that is Ezekiel Elliott as he stands in a pot dispensary in Denver just because you wanted to see what it would look like. I think this is pretty much the end of Carlos Williams' football career, correct?
Right.
From the I don't know if this is a good idea department, Russell Wilson, this is what I was telling you about before,
okay.
You might want to change your positions. He's said to be losing weight for this season. After working with the nutritionist.
Well, he put on all that baby weight when...
when the wife got pregnant.
Yeah, when the wife got pregnant.
After working with a nutritionist, Wilson has reportedly dropped from his 2016 playing weight of 225 to his 214 pounds and 10% body fat. He's almost in my category.
Almost.
This can't be good for a guy like Russell Wilson who's running around a lot, right?
He doesn't run
214 pounds.
He'll be fine.
Okay. He's going to get snapped in half.
Oh.
No?
She'll be fine.
Okay. The Doriel Green-Beckham experiment in Philly seems to be over as the team cut him loose.
Yeah.
Reports are he had work ethic problems and concentration problems. Now, who didn't see that coming after his soap opera that was his college career?
Do you see anybody picking him up, taking a chance?
No.
No. You think he's done?
Yeah. I this was his second team in 2 years?
Yeah.
3 years?
3 years. 3 years.
Oh, boy. Some concern for Ezekiel Elliott owners, Henry. Let me read this report.
I heard. Go ahead.
SiriusXM, Adam Kaplan and John Hansen from the Philly Voice, Jim Kempsky.
Okay. Easy for you to say.
Uh-huh. Philly Voice reported an appearance by ESPN's Adam Schefter on SiriusXM Radio with Adam Kaplan and John Hansen. Schefter was asked about the domestic abuse case allegedly involving Elliott that the NFL has been investigating for almost a year.
Okay.
Ready? Schefter said, quote, "I would just say this. It is definitely a factor, and if I were drafting today, I would be hesitant to draft him. But this is a situation that has gone back and forth so many times. I've spoken to some people within the league who, during the course of the offseason, got a sense that some form of discipline could happen. And then I spoke to somebody last week, and they're like, yeah, I don't think anything is going to happen here. And then a decision that many people thought would come before the start of the July 4th weekend on Friday, when the NFL usually makes a lot of decisions, hand down some news. I was told that was being pushed back." Now, why is that being pushed back, he said. Was it being pushed back actually? Maybe it wasn't even being pushed back.
Right.
But I was told there wasn't going to be an answer here for a little while, that there was more information. There have been more meetings between Zeke's people and the league, or the NFLPA, and the league, or whoever. It's just been an ongoing issue that has had no conclusion. And so, if you're drafting today, it's hard to say, well, nothing's going to happen here.
Right. I just had this conversation with a guy at work the other day, or mm-hmm. this past week. He was under the understanding that there's a chance of a 6-game suspension. And I don't...
6 games for allegedly doing something?
Well, my biggest thing
is going to roll into pot dispensary thing.
Well, he even brought up the pulling the girl's top off,
yeah,
too.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that.
But Jerry Jones is the NFL. Would you agree with that? I mean,
yep. Yep.
He has the most
more
pull
say, yeah.
than even, obviously Bob Kraft. I mean,
he's the guy responsible for getting brand names on things
right.
in the stadium.
Yeah. I there's nothing going to happen to Ezekiel Elliott.
Wow.
I'm sorry.
That's what you're going to say, huh?
That's.
After what happened to Tom Brady?
Yeah.
Okay.
Nothing.
And here's your D'Angelo Williams story.
Oh, God. I love this.
Did you see the clip of his professional wrestling debut?
Yes.
It is of no surprise that he has announced that he would still like to play football. Williams says he is still waiting for a phone call from an interested team to allow him to continue his playing career. Now, with that said, he also put out a message regarding 4 NFL teams that he would not play for. Want to guess which teams those are?
Well, I'm guessing.
Don't bother.
Okay.
Because he declined to let anyone know which 4 teams they are. However, he said he would release the team names after a poll is posted on ESPN. Allowing fans to make their guess.
Does anybody really care about a 34-year-old running back?
With pink hair weave?
Right. And who can't jump off a top rope?
Well, he can jump off. Fine jumping off the rope. He couldn't break one of those pre-broke tables.
Well, because he missed most of it.
That's bad. And then his partner had to kind of help him get on top of the guy to pin him?
Yeah.
Oh,
it
man.
Was a bad look.
And finally, you're not going to like this story either.
Uh-oh.
I wouldn't be expecting too much more than last year's output from Mike Evans of the Buccaneers. With the addition, here's what head coach Dirk Cutter said.
Okay.
With the addition of DeSean Jackson in Tampa Bay, I'm not sure how much better he can get from a numbers standpoint. You want to trade him?
No, I don't have him. I want him.
You want him?
Oh, bad.
Okay. Mike Evans, buyer beware.
So actually, Wayne, we need to talk.
I still want him because he's not going to be very good.
Yeah, he's not going to be good.
I'll give you something.
Dave just said he's not going to be good. Come on.
And that's the news and notes. Do you have anything else?
No, I'm good.
You ready for a drink?
I am.
We're going to skip everything else because there's really nothing else to do.
Right.
And we're going to get into the club and...
Let me get close here to the screen.
Yeah, as close to the screen, get your bell. Okay. Here we go. And here we are in the club. As you noticed when the show started.
Hold on. Let me get my last drink there.
Okay. As you noticed when we got into the, when the show started, no one that wanted to introduce themselves. So it's a girl you're probably not aware of. But she's beautiful.
Shocking.
Let's see if we can find something for you here. Her name is Sarah Stevens. Sarah Stevens.
Okay, let's see. I need a picture of. We're in any like three pictures.
Three pictures.
So I. Oh, yeah. That'll
work.
That'll work.
All right. Sarah Stevens, born in Lancashire, England, United Kingdom, June of 1990. I mean, she's 27. Wow. She's an Australian model.
For you, that's like damn.
She's like, yeah, almost. Yeah. Well, you know. Australian model. She is best known for winning Girlfriend Magazine's Model Search 2006 and walking in the 2008 Victoria's Secret Fashion Show at the age of 18.
Wow.
Though Sarah Stevens was born in Lancashire, England, her parents are Australian, and she has three younger brothers, making her a dual Australian and British citizen. She grew up in Sydney and attended Brigandine College, St. Ives. She played the bass clarinet in the school band. Must not have been pretty in high school.
Probably not.
The 27-year-old, brown-haired,
okay,
hazel-eyed beauty, stands 5'10".
Ooh, she's a
tall. She weighs 114 pounds. She wears a size 8 dress.
Really?
Yeah, that's what it says.
Okay.
Her measurements are...
Oh, I feel like this one's going to be...
You got this one, ding, ding, ding.
I think this might be a...
All over the place. All right.
Okay, so I'm going to go...
Ding, ding, ding.
You got bra... I'm sorry.
I have bra size and everything. Yep.
Okay. I'm going to go 34B.
33B. Waist.
See, the size 8 dress scared me.
Did it?
Yeah.
I wouldn't let it scare you. Maybe she just likes baggy clothes.
Maybe that's the one. She
like my wife.
Yeah, exactly. I was going to say it, but...
Trying pants on over pants in the store.
And wondering why they're tight. Well,
these things are a little tight.
I'm going to go 23.
23 is exactly right. And her hips.
Oh, shoot. 34.
34 is exactly right. 33B, 23, 34. Sarah Stevens, everyone. You can see her on the website, mycffl.com.
Eat that, Tom.
on the Fantasy Girls page.
Right.
That's it for this weekend.
Wow. We're
sitting here and drink a little more, watch her dance.
Yeah. Ooh. Can we do that?
Well, we're here.
Oh, okay.
We paid our cover fee.
All right.
So, Sarah Stevens on the dance floor. Dan
shaking her thing.
Dan with a Jack and Coke.
Looking right over the top of the glass, staring at her.
Sitting in a booth.
Creepy, creepy guy.
Creepy old dad stuff. So that's it for this week. Join us again in a couple weeks when we are probably going to do another mock draft or something. We don't even know yet.
We don't even know. Maybe we can get a couple
people in.
Yeah.
To do a mock draft. Possibly.
We could probably do that.
Yeah, maybe. Until then, you got questions, comments, concerns, be sure to email us. cffpodcast@hotmail.com or you can get Dan at
strap1971@yahoo.com.
That's it, everybody. Have a good week, and we'll talk to you next time.
Bye-bye.